good Thursday morning to you.
Yes, and a thank you to all those donors that called in with their pledges during the WEMU Fund Drive, especially those that called in to support Cinema Chat.
And let me tell you something. You know, when we ended last Thursday evening, and pledge drive came to an end, we were just a bit short.
Just a skosh.
About $7,000 or so short of where we needed to be at the $200,000 goal.
Right.
As of today, that is under $1,700
wow.
to get to that $200,000 mark. Money has continued to trickle in. So we continue to thank you. If you have yet to make your contribution, feel free at WEMU.org. We'd love to thank you for your support of Community Public Radio as well.
Yes, so Cinema Chat listeners, let's push them over the goal here. So call in with your support.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, George Clooney is working on a film called Monument Men. In fact, it's pretty much complete. They have a lot of editing and special effects work to do. It's not really a special effects picture because it's about these museum directors who during and soon after World War II, they weren't museum directors anymore. They were actually working for the Army. They were drafted into the Army, but their skills as museum directors were used to capture back, sometime in clandestine kind of secret agent ways, which is
all
funny.
All the art that the Nazis stole?
That's right. The arts that and they were called the Monuments Men, and there's been documentaries and books about these guys, and he's making a fiction film, obviously based on the real exploits of these guys. It was expected that it would come out before the end of this calendar year, so it would qualify for the Oscars. It's not quite going to make it, but that should be a really interesting film.
Certainly a subject matter that is worthy.
Yeah, and it's got an all-star cast, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for Monuments Men. And then Paul Feig, who's the director of The Heat and Bridesmaids and lots of other comedies, who's a Michigan native and a very, very nice guy. I met him at the Traverse City Film Festival this year, is going to be the producer of the 20th Century Fox Blue Sky Studios Peanuts movie that's coming out.
You mean Charlie Brown and Company?
Charlie Brown and Company.
They're going to have
right.
a feature film?
They're going to have another feature film. There was a couple done in the 1970s, but... So anyway, wish Paul Feig a lot of luck. He's a good guy, talented guy, and a Michigan native. And
it's about that time of year for, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, well, and the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, the Great Pumpkin, right, of course. Yeah.
Even more timely. And Harvey Weinstein, who is this very controversial film distributor executive. He's had a lot of success with Miramax and now with the Weinstein companies. But over the years, he's developed the nickname Harvey Scissorhands because as a distributor, he sometimes liked to get in and re-edit the movies.
Got to sit well with directors.
It frequently does not. Sometimes he's made a very positive impact. So Cinema Paradiso, which is an Italian film, he significantly edited, just reduced its length, and it did very well in the market. Other times, films that he has wanted to get his scissor hands on haven't even been released because there's been so much controversy. And right now, the Nicole Kidman film, which is done by French director Olivier Dahan, called Grace of Monaco, about Princess Grace or Grace Kelly, the movie star who became
right.
a princess, is in a tremendous amount of controversy because Harvey Scissorhands just really wants to fix it in terms of his opinion, but the director has a much different opinion. So we may
never see that.
Well, we probably will, but it's one of those amusing tales for the insiders of the film business. So want to tip you off on a couple of things that are coming up. One is we're doing this very special limited screening of Nebraska, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival and won the Best Actor Award for Bruce Dern, the American actor. And it's going to have a special screening at the Michigan Theater Screening Room. So again, attendance is... capacity is limited on Tuesday, November 5th. Now, it's a special screening that will be introduced by Peter Travers, the New York critic for the Rolling Stone. It's called the New York Critic Series that we're doing. And then after the film, there will be a live talk back with Will Forte and Bruce Dern.
Really?
And yeah.
Nice.
And it's going to take place in New York, and you can Twitter in questions. And so there's a live interaction part that's both taking place in New York and then around the very limited number of theaters that this is showing. So you can get tickets at TicketWeb, but it's Tuesday, November 5th. The great acclaim for this film, Nebraska. Will Forte plays a son, and Bill Brewster in this cantankerous father character who thinks he's won a big cash award, and he's traveling from North Dakota, where he lives, to Nebraska to claim it. So we'll see what happens.
You know, Bruce Dern, just one of those guys. Actors love Bruce Dern.
Yes.
And, you know, even though he has been some acclaimed, his name doesn't come up when people start talking about great actors of our generation. But he really is.
He really is. So anyway, this is a tour de force for him. Go check it out. Get your tickets in advance. Tickets are limited. The National Theater of Great Britain is doing a performance this Sunday at the Michigan Theater via video. It's a live capture performance of Kenneth Branagh as Macbeth in the Scottish play, or Macbeth in the theater. You're not supposed to say Macbeth, so you say the Scottish play.
Are you a big Shakespeare fan?
Yes, I am. I'm actually going to be out of town for this, but anyway, go check it out. This has been the best-selling one we've ever done.
Oh, it's great.
And so we'll look forward to having lots of folks.
The plays are usually very good.
On Sunday.
Not a fan of the writer.
Yeah, well. There you go. Sunday, October 27th at 7 o'clock. Halloween is coming up, so the Rocky Horror Picture Show will be at the State Theater like it is every year, playing late at night at 11:59 on Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Shaun of the Dead will be the comedy series film. Again, a nice kind of vampire piece to it. And then the Michigan Theater's tradition of doing the 1922 silent film with live musical accompaniment, Nosferatu.
Still the scariest Dracula on film.
It's true. He is a scary looking dude. It's a very accomplished film. And go check it out. It's going to be October the 30th at 7 o'clock. So it's Halloween Eve at the Michigan Theater to see Nosferatu. Now, opening at the Michigan Theater is a documentary that has been well acclaimed. It's actually got a lot of reenactment kind of footage. And it's about these 11 climbers who went up K2, which is the second highest mountain in the world.
Right.
And then 11 of, well, actually, there were 21, I believe, and 11 of them ended up dying in rather kind of mysterious and difficult situations. Obviously, climbing a mountain is a dangerous thing, but the film is called The Summit. It's gotten great reviews. Kenneth Turin says, a complex and gut-wrenching human drama that has the great advantage of being all true, and the New York Times says, a pulse-pounding success. The Summit opens and plays for just a few days at the Michigan Theater, opens on Friday. And then Escape from Tomorrow, which is probably the most interesting buzz film to come out of last year's Sundance Film Festival. It was actually shot clandestinely in Walt Disney World, and it's kind of a David Lynch-style horror film about the ne'er-do-well things that happen in Disney World. Now, Disney did not cooperate with this
well,
at all.
Well, yeah, I guess not.
And a lot of folks
How
thought it would never get released, but I think Disney has just kind of ignored it and let it play out. It's a very, very low-budget film by a first-time director, Randy Moore, and the reviews on his direction work have kind of been so-so.
Well, if you can't actually pull a camera out of your pocket, it's hard to get good shots.
It's really interesting. There's only a limited number of screenings, the 26th, the 28th, and 29th at the
Very
Michigan Theater. So, yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't seen In a World, which we didn't get to talk about because of the but Lake Bell is the director, star, and writer of the film about voiceover artists, the people that go, you know, in a world where aliens attack, and the guy that created that line, in a world, has died, and so the Hollywood voiceover artists want to take his place, and there's this kind of humorous romantic comedy fight about this happening, and one of the key guys that is a candidate for doing this is actually the father of the character that Lake Bell plays. She's a voiceover artist too, and then anyway, it's
Everybody
a lot of
wants
fun
to say.
In a World.
There you go.
Especially me, since I can't do it that well. Inequality for All is this Robert Reich documentary. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's going to go away very soon.
Awesome.
And Enough Said, a film that everybody likes with Julie Louis-Dreyfus and James Gandolfini in his last role. Enough Said is going to go away very quick. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Opening at the Multiplex is a Ridley Scott's film based on the Cormac McCarthy novel, The Counselor. Has an all-star cast, Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender?
Fassbender. Michael Fassbender, Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, and Brad Pitt. No reviews. It's very violent. It's gotten a nice positive buzz, but no reviews so far.
Ridley Scott always has an aesthetic of his own.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you're a fan of Jackass, they have a new movie, Bad Grandpa, which stars Johnny Knoxville.
I fear that's going to be the box office winner. I don't know what that says about us collectively, but
absolutely.
There it is.
Well, there's a lot to see out there, and if you haven't seen Inner World, go check it out. And the summit is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of good stuff out there right now. So at the multiplex and at your local art theater.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you once again for supporting Cinema Chat and Public Radio here at 89.1 WEMU, and we hope you'll join us again next week for Cinema Chat 7:40 Thursday morning.
In a World, ta-ta from Hollywood.